In his latest novel, entitled The Narcissism of Small Differences, Michael Zadorian takes us into the fictional lives of two self-absorbed, lifelong Metro Detroiters in their 40s. Stateside's book critic Keith Taylor has this review.
Sigmund Freud invented lots of words and phrases that have entered our speech. Some we use almost every day, although we've long forgotten where they came from. One phrase I've always thought deserved more play is the narcissism of small differences. Freud used it to help us understand why countries that are close together and share many cultural traditions are the most likely to go to war. These countries become obsessed with and protective of the tiny things that separate them. The extension to human relationships is obvious, even necessary. And that is exactly what Detroit's Michael Zadorian has done in his new novel. The novel takes place in 2009, when the city was at what might have been its lowest point, where the first glimmers of change were seldom seen. But Detroiters still celebrated their city, its grittiness, its survival instincts. The characters in The Narcissism of Small Differences are about to turn 40, too young to be boomers, yet far too old to have the technological enthusiasms and abilities of millennials. They might be part of what we've called the me generation. That phrase certainly describes the central characters of Zadorian's novel. Joe and Anna begin as a sympathetic, even if self-absorbed, couple, lifelong Detroiters both, who have been together for some 15 years by the time the novel begins. They've never married because they've never felt the need. They certainly don't feel the need for children. They have a nice, affordable, small house in Ferndale, just north of 8 Mile, but far enough away to make them worried about becoming suburbanites. Anna makes the most money, working for an advertising company. Joe writes music reviews for alternative publications in the city. I don't think I'd be alone in seeing the Metro Times in here. But as they prepare for 40, their attitudes start changing. They both take better-paying jobs that they hate. They start looking at other people with a bit more interest. And they start finding fault with each other, start accentuating those small differences. And I have to make sure I mention that along the way, they're often quite funny. It's both interesting and laughable to see how or if they work things out. Zadorian has spent his whole life in Detroit, and the city has been central to everything he has written. Even in small moments, the attitudes of the city shape the characters and their speech. For instance, only a Detroiter or someone who loves the city can truly get the mix of bitterness and humor that makes one character respond when asked why a building is being torn down. Why else do they tear anything down in Detroit? For a parking lot. Michael Zadorian writes good novels, and The Narcissism of Small Differences is one of his best. He has become an essential chronicler of the life in Detroit at the beginning of our century.
Stateside's book critic Keith Taylor. We actually talked to author Michael Zadorian about his new book. You can catch the Stateside interview at our website. It's michiganradio.org.